Julie Van Stappen is the chief of resources for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, which oversees the ice caves. She says tallying the number of people who visited the frozen wonders is not an exact science.
But our best estimate is around 138,000 people.
How many again?
138,000.
That's insane.
It is huge. When you think about our visitation last year was around 150,000 for the entire year throughout the entire park.
To put it another way, there were 10 times as many people visiting the ice caves this year than the last time they were accessible in 2009. Van Stappen says the million-dollar question is why.
It's got to be social media, and I think for the first time people saw images of the ice caves, and word can spread so quickly now compared to what it did before. It's just a totally different world.
No matter the cause, the throngs of ice cave tourists meant big business for local establishments. Cheryl O'Brien has owned Cornucopia's Village Inn with her husband for 8 years.
This time of year, say on a Saturday or Sunday, we would be lucky to serve 50 people on a good day, on a really good day. And on a Saturday or Sunday during this ice cave phenomenon, we were serving 400 to 500 people a day.
She says they had to call friends, former employees, and anyone else they could muster to keep up. She says now, with the ice caves closed, things are calming down.
It would have been nice to see it go a couple extra weeks, but you know, we got 2 months out of it. That's a miracle in itself.
O'Brien says the ice cave madness is even leading to more summer business. She says they're already booking cabins and rooms through June and July. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.